USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of social distancing, President Donald Trump had a special message for the nation.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
As the nation continues social distancing, many churches are holding their Easter services online. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pope Francis called for solidarity to confront a challenge posed by the coronavirus pandemic. As Christians celebrated a solitary Easter Sunday, blending the joyful feast day with sorrow over the toll the virus has already taken. Families that would normally attend morning mass wearing their Easter best and later join friends for celebratory lunches are hunkered down at home. Police checkpoints in Europe and closed churches around the globe have forced the faithful to watch Easter services online or on television. A few lucky Romans were able to attend Mass from their balconies overlooking the church into the northern Trieste neighborhood where a priest celebrated rooftop open-air services. Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti, who was convicted of trying to extort $20 million from Nike, was temporarily released in New York City due to concerns over the coronavirus. Avenatti has to report back to jail in 90 days, according to U.S. District Judge James Selma. The former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels was found guilty in February. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Bill Gates is now involved in working on a new virus with the South Korean government. USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates agreed to cooperate with South Korea on developing a vaccine for the coronavirus during a phone call with President Moon Jae-in on Friday. Gates, who predicted in the 2015 TED Talk that viruses could pose a greater threat to humanity than missiles in the coming decades, described South Korea's approach to tackling COVID-19 as a global model. Gates has praised South Korea for rapid and extensive testing and for its work on digital contact tracing.
The possibility of reinstating Navy Captain Brett Crozier, who was relieved of his command after sounding the alarm about the coronavirus on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, is not off the table, according to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
No further action will be taken against Captain Crozier until the investigation is completed. And once that's completed, we'll see where that takes us. And so we've taken nothing off the table. What I look to do is hear from and to take their recommendations seriously. So we'll see how that plays out.
The former Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, said the captain went outside the chain of command by not bringing his concerns to his direct supervisor. Days later, Modley resigned after a recording of him harshly criticizing Crozier became public. Remember to keep it right here, or you can go online at usaradio.com to get all the latest coronavirus information. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.